This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Alhamdulillah we are on night number 20 of Ramadan and if we were consistent throughout the month then that is what 600 rak'ahs 400 rak'ahs of Taraweeh And 800 sujood, subhanAllah. That's a lot of ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us and those fast and the days of fasting as well. But we're really entering now, we said the business end of the month, the most important part of the month, these last 10 nights. The Prophet, peace be upon him, it was his sunnah to exert himself even more in these last 10 nights. He would make itikaf, come to the masjid and live basically in the masjid. And he would stay up the entire night. And never, no other time during the year did the Prophet ﷺ forsake sleeping. He would always sleep. Every single night he slept and he made tahajjud. But in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, starting from the 21st night, he wouldn't sleep. And Aisha radiallahu anhu would say that he would tighten the belt. What it could mean, become serious, meaning more like, you know, rolling up your sleeves, meaning becoming serious. Or it could mean he stayed away from conjugal relations, no time for these kind of stuff. And he would keep his family up as well, and he would spend the whole night up in ibadah. And Aisha radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, what's the best dua I can make for Laylatul Qadr? And we know the dua which we always recite, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'fu anna. Oh Allah, you are the all-pardoning, the eraser. You love to erase the sins, so erase all our sins. This is the highest form of forgiveness. Afu is the highest form of forgiveness. So, every free moment we have in traffic, sitting at our desk, standing in the queue, whatever it might be, recite this dua over and over and over. And if you can, I know we're all working, alhamdulillah. If you can in the evenings, have that extra half an hour of tahajjud, and remember the whole ummah, and those who have passed away as well. This is very mustajab time, so make dua for all of us. May Allah accept and grant us the strength to achieve it. That night of 1,000 months, in the next week and a half. May Allah grant us, ameen. We continue with our journey with Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. So, Nabi Musa was told about this man that will teach him knowledge which he did not know. Initially, so he meets Khidr alayhi salam. Khidr says, no, I don't think that you are ready for this class. You don't meet the minimum requirements to come into this class. And Musa insists, please let me come with you. Inshallah, I'll be patient and I won't disobey you. So Khidr said, my one rule, don't ask me questions. No questions until I tell you what I speak about it first. So Musa alayhi salam says, I accept. So the two of them, we said they boarded a ship. They had to cross the river. And this ship belonged to a poor, poor group of fishermen. Very, very poor people. And out of their kindness, they allowed Musa and Khidr, who were strangers to them. Shame, you need to cross the river. Come, you can get on our ship. We won't charge you anything. And Khidr repays this kindness by damaging their ship. And Musa obviously gets so shocked and he says, how could you do this? This is something evil. You could cause the people to drown. So Khidr said, basically strike one. I told you, you don't have the patience to be with me. So then they got off the boat. And this is where we stopped yesterday. Nabi Musa and Khidr, they got off the boat and they're walking along the coast. And a young boy, not mukallaf yet, comes close to Khidr. And Khidr alayhi salam basically snaps his neck, kills this young boy. Musa forgot the first time his promise. Now he didn't forget. And he challenged his teacher. He said, this what you did is shay'an nukra. This is a monstrosity. How could you have done this? How could you kill an innocent person? And Khidr, alayhi salatu wasalam, becoming, and this is the beginning of the next juz, this 16th juz, Khidr says, qala alam akul laka. Did I not say to you, there's an extra laka, that you won't have patience with me? You're not going to be patient with me? So, Nabi Musa says, fine. If I ask you anything after this, then you have I give you permission that you can separate from me. Right? So I give you permission. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, may Allah have mercy on Musa. If only he could be a little bit patient, then he would have seen many wondrous things from Khidr alayhi salam. And this condition, Khidr didn't say that this is your last strike, that you only have 3 questions and then you're expelled from the school. Musa put this on himself. Why? Because he felt so embarrassed. And clearly, both of them are, and the shows you, subhanAllah, the Anbiya, they have their personalities. And sometimes the personalities don't always agree. And here you can clearly see there's a clash between student and teacher. The styles don't gel. But Musa says, last chance for me. If I do anything, if I cross the line again, khalas, then you have my permission. You can expel me from the school. فَانْطَلَقَ. So they continued on. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةِ اسْتَطْعَمَهَا أَهْلَهَا فَأَبَوْا أَن يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا جِرَادًا يُرِيدُ أَن يَنْقَضَّ فَأَقَامَهُ. قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَفْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. I think the slides, there might be an issue there. But so they come to the city. Khidr and Musa, alayhi salam, they come to a city. And Musa, firstly, how long has Musa been traveling? He's been traveling searching for Khidr. Then he's been traveling with Khidr. Now he's very, very exhausted. He's tired. Khidr has also been, he's on a journey, he's on a mission. So he's also been traveling. He's not from this area. So it's maybe late at night. These two prophets of Allah, they come to a city and they ask them for something. Just, you know, subhanAllah, knocking on the door. Two Anbiya, these are the two holiest people on earth. They're knocking on the door, Mr. Kibrut, something. Can you give me something? SubhanAllah, think about this. Not one cent in their pockets. Between the two of them, they don't have a cent. You know, subhanAllah. And they ask these people, and the town didn't only say no, the town was very rude to them. They didn't give them any kind of hospitality. Even some ulama mentioned it was the custom that there would be a communal well in these kind of towns. That the animals, the travelers would come through, you could drink from the communal well. Even this they didn't allow them. They didn't give them anything. So they are tired, they're exhausted, they're hungry, and the town treated them terribly. So they leave, they're on their way leaving the town, and as they're about to exit the town, Allah says, فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا جِدَارًا يُرِيدُ أَن يَنْقَدَّ. They passed, they saw a wall that, and this beautiful in the ayah, Allah says, يُرِيدُ أَن يَنْقَدَّ. It felt like collapsing. The wall wants to collapse, meaning it's on the verge of collapsing. So Khidr immediately stops, and he starts unpacking the bricks, and he starts rebuilding this wall, brick by brick. Now this obviously has taken some hours. Nabi Musa, this is really testing his patience now. You know, he's already a man that he acknowledged that, look, I make dua that Allah gives me patience. Maybe that's not my strength, being patient. But now, after all this, and then this town was so bad to us, and he's watching Khidr building this wall up. Hours and hours go by. And Musa doesn't ask. Remember his thing was, don't ask me a question. Musa almost like basically mumbles, or he says, comment, لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَخَفْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. You could have asked for maybe some money. You know, we could have had something. You could have asked something. He maybe even mumbled it. He could like thought out aloud. You could have taken some money for this, and then we could have had something to spare. And Khidr says, قَالَ هَذَا فِرَاكُمْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِكَ. This is the parting place between me and you. سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. But I will tell you about the things that you did not have the patience. So I will tell you about the things, why I did those things. Side note here, before we continue, it's in our Sharia that if a visitor, an outsider comes to our city, our Sharia is a communal requirement, we need to provide a traveler with 3 days hospitality. Someone has, if this person doesn't have a place to stay, for 3 days, the community has to put him up somewhere, put her up somewhere. One of those 3 days, you have to give extra amount of hospitality, and for the other 2 days of the three, you give them normal treatment as you treat yourselves. And if a traveler comes and they don't find any hospitality, then we're all sinners. All of us are sinners. So this is like a fard kifaya. It's a beautiful thing in our Sharia. So Khidr now says, I will tell you about why I did those things, why I damaged the ship, why I killed the boy, why I built this wall. Also, there's a beautiful symmetry. Remember, Yusha forgot. He forgot about the fish, so they had to retrace their steps. Musa forgot about his promises, and now they had to retrace their steps back, go back in the story, and tell them, each go step by step in the past, so we can mention the story. So then the Khidr says, أَمَّا السَّفِينَ. As for the ship, فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ. It belonged to a group of miskeen people. Another side note here. Surah Kaf had no laws so far. So far, if you follow the Surah Kaf, we said you have no laws in terms of how to make salah, how to pay zakah. Nothing from fiqh perspective except this ayah. Does anyone know? أَمَّا السَّفِينَةَ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ. What in there can we derive? There's a fiqh benefit. There's a zakah benefit in here. No, someone wants to throw a stab at it? No? MashaAllah, you're learning from Surah Kaf. Don't speak without knowledge, right? So you don't want to even guess. Alhamdulillah, that's good. In zakah, right? In the laws of zakah, there are 8 types of people that can get zakah. The first two categories are lil fuqara wal miskin, for the poor and the needy. For the fuqara, the fakir, and the miskin, the poor and the needy. Now you might ask, what's the difference between the two? Fakir and miskin, what's the difference? Allah puts them as two separate categories. The fakir is actually poorer than the miskin. So the miskin is a poor person who can't make ends meet. The fakir is even poorer than that. How do we know this? Allah says in the Quran, these fishermen were miskin. They were poor, but they owned a ship. They owned a ship. So they had some kind of asset, and they just barely struggling to live off the asset. This is some beautiful analogy here, beautiful understanding. So these were a bunch of poor people, but they owned a ship. So Khidr says, as for the ship, it belonged to a group of poor people, fishermen. يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ. They were working in the sea. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا. I wanted to damage it. وَكَانَ وَرَاءُهُمْ مَلِكٌ يَأْخُذَ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا. And I wanted to damage it. Why? Because coming along, there's going to be a king that he's grabbing all the ships and taking it into his fleet. So any ship he comes by that was seaworthy, he would grab it, he will repossess it, maybe even kill the people, and he would make it part of the fleet. So by Khidr damaging this boat, when the king captures the boat, he will see, this boat is damaged, it's not worth me taking it, and he would leave this boat on its side. Now, we'll end off with this, but this think about this beautiful thing. How do you think the fishermen felt after they let these two sheikhs on the boat for free? And then when the sheikhs get off, they see, these guys actually broke our boat. Subhanallah. How upset were they? They were already poor. Now their boat doesn't even work. They would have been very upset. And they might even ask, Ya Allah, why? And then how would they have felt when the king actually grabbed their boat and he saw that damage and he said, let them go. I don't want this boat. They would have saved their lives. So we, at times, we are afflicted with calamity. And we don't know the reason behind it. We don't know why Allah caused us to have this minor accident. It could have protected us from a major accident. We don't know why Allah, I didn't get this promotion. Maybe to prepare us for something even better. This is the qadr of Allah. Also a beautiful, beautiful point, and I end off with this point, lovely point. The poor people were generous with their ship. So Allah saved their ship. If they were not generous with their ship, Khidr wouldn't have been on the boat. And he wouldn't have damaged it and they would have lost it. So if you want barakah in something in your life, you want barakah in your wealth, barakah in your car, barakah in your business, make that thing the source of sadaqah. You give sadaqah out of that asset or out of that thing, and Allah is going to put barakah in that. SubhanAllah, beautiful, right? Beautiful thing. That your assets or your blessings are protected through giving sadaqah or using it for a proper cause. So these poor people were saved through their charity, and Allah kept their boat safe. A small damage, but saved their boat. InshaAllah, tomorrow we'll continue with the other two stories. Why the boy was killed, and why Khidr built this wall, InshaAllah. As for this evening's questions, yesterday we asked, which color is associated with Khidr? We said his name Khidr Akhdar, it means green. The green man basically, Khidr, so it means green. And we asked, so we discussed this, who is poorer, the miskin or the faqir? Who is poorer, the miskin or the faqir? Which one of the two is poorer? Quite easy, we discussed that. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.